In time of need, Mark chapter 4, verse 21 to 43. One day, a man was climbing up a mountain. Suddenly, he lost his footing, so he fell off the cliff. Luckily, he grabbed hold of a tree branch so that he was barely alive. At death's door, he cried out, "Is there anyone? Help me! I'm almost dead!" Then a voice came from heaven. "I'm here. I am the Lord, your God." He said, "If you're there, please save me." God said, "Let me ask you one question. Do you trust me?" He replied, "Yes, I trust you. I go to church every Sunday. I tithe every month. I do many services in the community." God said, "Do you really trust me?" He replied, "Yes, you don't even know how much I trust you." God said, "If you trust me, let go your hold of branch, then I will save you." He paused momentarily and said, "Is there anyone else?" I think this is not only my story, but also your own story in a time of need. There are two people who were desperately looking for Jesus in today's gospel story. As we have already shared before, Mark used a biblical literary device called inclusio, which is placing similar material at the beginning and the end of a text to deliver an important message. It looks like there are two different stories in today's text, but they have a common lesson. In the beginning and the end of the text, one of the leaders of the synagogue, named Jairus, came to Jesus to save his 12-year-old daughter. In his time of need, he desperately called out to Jesus, so finally he could save his daughter's life by his faith. Furthermore, in the middle of the text, a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhage for 12 years came to Jesus to save her own life. She desperately looked for Jesus in her time of need, so she finally was healed of her disease by her faith. These two different stories have a common message: saved by faith. And there is one more common point here. It is the number 12. Jairus' daughter was 12 years old, and the hemorrhage woman was struggling for 12 years. The number 12 can be another point to make these two different stories serve a clear one message: healing, wholeness, restoration. Actually, the number 12 is not new to us. In the Old Testament, we see 12 tribes of Israel. Also in the New Testament, we see 12 disciples of Jesus Christ. The number 12 has an important meaning based in the Bible. It means integrity and wholeness. Especially in today's gospel story, it means the power and love of Jesus Christ. His love and power restoring everything and make it whole and intact. I hope and pray that all of us would experience the power of love of Jesus Christ, restoring us and making us whole and intact more deeply through this time of worship. The first story tells us something about a man who was the ruler of the synagogue. His name is Jairus. He must have been a person who was considerably important in that time. The ruler was the administrative head of the synagogue. As the ruler of the synagogue, he was one of the most important and most respected men in the community. But faced with the situation of his lovely daughter falling ill, and was even about to die, he thought of Jesus. Mark briefly wrote that when Jairus saw Jesus, he fell at his feet and begged him repeatedly, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her so that she may be well and live." And to do this, he had to forget many important values of his life. First, he had to forget his prejudice. At the time, Jairus must have regarded Jesus as an outsider, as a dangerous heretic, as one to whom the synagogue doors were rightly closed, and one whom anyone who valued his orthodoxy would do well to avoid. But he was quite desperate enough to abandon his prejudices in his hour of need. If he kept his prejudiced mind, it just shuts him out from an amazing blessing of Jesus Christ. Secondly, he had to forget his dignity. Jairus, the ruler of the synagogue, came and threw himself at the feet of Jesus. He had to forget his dignity to save his daughter's life and to save his soul. He knew that his own dignity cannot save either his daughter's life or his soul at all. Thirdly, he had to forget his pride. As a ruler of the synagogue, Jairus had to make a conscious effort at humiliation to come and ask for help from Jesus of Nazareth. Actually, no one wishes to be indebted to anyone else. We'd like to run life on our own. But from Jairus, we learn that the very first step of the Christian life is to realize that we cannot be anything other than indebted to God. In the time of desperate need, his prejudice, dignity, and pride were nothing. At that moment, it was very clear that he was just a man who forgot everything except that he wanted the help of Jesus. Ironically, because of this forgetfulness, he could remember and think of Jesus in his time of need. At this point, his forgetfulness is faith. And his faith saved his daughter's life and his own soul. And see another story, which is the story about the woman who suffered from a disease that was very common and very hard to deal with. As it is written in verse 26, she had endured much under many physicians and had spent all that she had, and she was no better but rather grew worse. She had tried all. What can she do except Jesus? She had tried every other cure that the world could offer without God. But she had suffered much and had spent everything that she had, but the result was worse instead of better. Finally, as a last resort, the woman went to Jesus. Finally, she tried Jesus. However, at that time, her disease was considered unclean and unfaithful, so she had to be isolated and separated from home and society. Since everything that she touched was considered unclean and unfaithful, she could not meet anyone and live with others. She was so miserable. But in the time of her desperate need, she was daring enough to come up behind Jesus in the crowd and touch his cloak. At this point, her courage is faith. And her faith made her well. Actually, these two stories are my story, my testimony of faith. When I was a high school senior, I suffered from an unknown disease, which was a kind of like an allergic reaction. Whenever I ate something, even drinking water made me sick and have serious edema all over my body randomly. I had been struggling with this disease for 3 years. I tried everything that I can do to cure this disease. I visited a lot of different doctors and hospitals. I tried tons of different medications. I got countless blood tests and various health examinations, but unfortunately nothing worked at all. I still don't even know the correct name of my disease and what made me sick. This even made me fail the university exam, entrance exam, several times. It was so shameful to me. So I was not only struggling with my failing body, but also with my failing spirit. There was nothing I could do that time. I felt a total absence of God in my life. Even though I was born and grew up as a Christian, I thought that my faith did not have any power to save me from this suffering. I resented Jesus, but I did not want to do nothing with him. To overcome my suffering, I just tried everything that this world can offer to me, but nothing worked. Finally, in total desperation, I decided to try Jesus. I finally stood in front of God. One day, around dawn, right before the sunrise, I was praying at church. I did not even want others to see me praying. I was crying out with resentment to God. Why? Why me? Why does God allow me to suffer? Why does God leave me alone and sick? God, if you are real and alive, show me any proof that you are my God. That time, I felt someone holding me tightly. I physically felt it, so I thought that either my mom or dad saw me crying and came to hold me. But I was alone in the church at that time. No one was there with me in the sanctuary. I realized that it was God. In that moment, the Holy Spirit restored my soul and I was even finally freed from that disease. When Jesus took Jairus' daughter by the hand and said, "Talitha kum," immediately the girl got up and began to walk. The greatest fact of the Christian life is that what looks completely impossible with our eyes is possible with God. Nothing is impossible in God. What on merely human grounds is far too good to be true becomes blessedly true when God is there. Sometimes we doubt and we even laugh, but this must have turned to amazed wonder when we realized what God can do for us. Today, still, in our desperate time of need, Jesus comes to us and speaks, "Talitha kum." I hope and pray that you will find your own healing, your own holiness, and your own restoration in Jesus Christ in your time of need. Lastly, I'd like to share a part of my favorite song entitled "Made Me Glad," written by Hillsong United. You are my shield, my strength, my portion, deliverer, my shelter, strong tower, my very present help in time of need. Yes, Lord. Yes, you are. You are my Redeemer, my Jesus Christ, the Lord, my Savior, is the best source of our healing, our holiness, our wholeness, and restoration in our time of need. Praise God. Amen.